Okay, first of all, thanks for being here so early in the morning. I salute you. And I hope it will all be worth it and you won't hate me after that, so that you won't say, I woke up for that. And in general, I'm going to speak about a more or less hidden functionality of Janus, so one that not everybody knows about, but it's actually quite powerful and we use it a lot. So the ability to interact with raw RTP streams to do fun things. First of all, a couple of words about me. I got my PhD at the University of Naples many years ago. Now I'm the chairman of a company called Miteco that we co-founded with some other colleagues at the university. And as I would say, I'm the main author of Janus. And there you can find some links about me, including shamelessly a link on SoundCloud on some music that I'm writing just because I'm old and so I'm back to acting like a teenager. And so I won't indulge too much on this. I mean, some of you may know that Janus is an open source and general purpose. We call it general purpose WebRTC server, mostly because it is flexible enough to do a few things. We have an open source repository on GitHub, a discussion group on Google Group, and many demos that you can play with before installing Janus if you want. And just a very quick recap, the idea behind the modularity is that we have a WebRTC stack that sits in the WebRTC core, so everything lives there, and then we have plugins to do everything else. So how to handle the media, for instance, to implement a conferencing functionality, a SIP gateway functionality, and things like this. And also the way that you can talk to Janus is also modularized, because we have a standard API for that based on JSON, and then you can use HTTP, WebSockets, or RabbitMQ, or whatever you want to talk to it. But in general, as I was saying, one of the interesting functionality of Janus is the ability to act as a WebRTC enabler of sorts. So the ability to talk to components that may not know anything about WebRTC. And of course, the first example that comes to mind is talking to SIP infrastructure. This is a common use case. So how can I take my existing SIP infrastructure, which knows nothing about WebRTC, and make it talk to WebRTC endpoints for one reason or another? And since the beginning, we actually wrote a plugin for that basically has an integrated SIP stack based on SOFIA. And then whatever you do on the WebRTC side transforms into SIP communications on the other side, and media is gatewayed as well. So you have all the fancy RTP stuff that WebRTC does. It's all stripped down so that it can be turned into something that SIP infrastructures can digest instead. So this gatewaying is done on the server side. We have a similar plugin that actually came up from an idea of Saul some years ago that basically strips the SIP functionality from the plugin and just leaves the media gateway in place, which means that all the SIP communication is up to you. You can do it however you want, for instance, using SIP over WebSockets. And then you only use the plugin to basically gateway the WebRTC RTP stuff to RTP or SDS RTP if you want. But sometimes you want to engage with RTP using something out of context, so not necessarily using a protocol like SIP to establish something. And one of the first plugins that we implemented for the purpose was the Janus Streaming plugin, which in its simplest form is basically a way to bind to a couple of ports. You send plain RTP to that into a codec that makes sense to WebRTC. For instance, you capture something with GStreamer, FFmpeg, or whatever you want. You send it to Janus, and Janus turns it into a broadcast that a lot of people can subscribe to. And so this is a very effective thing that we use a lot, for instance, when streaming events. An interesting functionality of this plugin is that it can also act a bit like the SIP plugin for RTSP. So it's a common choice for people that want to make their security cameras that are based on RTSP, they want to make them WebRTC accessible to more than one person, for instance. It's an usual feature. Sometimes you want to do the other way around, though. So take something that WebRTC users generated and forward it to another real component. And this is a bit more tricky because most of the plugins that we have that enable WebRTC injection stay within the WebRTC world. This is the case, for instance, of the Audio Bridge, that is basically an audio mixer that mixes WebRTC participants. So it can be used for audio conferences on WebRTC. You have a single channel for all the participants, then the contributions are mixed using an N-1 approach, and then everything receives a mix except their own voice, basically. But in this case, whatever they say stays within that conference, so only WebRTC participants are able to hear this. And same thing for the video room, which still implements some sort of conferencing functionality, but just relaying streams, so it's an SFU. All participants send their media, no mixing is done, it's just relayed to all the other participants that are interested in this. So for instance, in this case, you see three streams for each of the participants because everybody is sending something and receiving the other contributions, which is of course flexible and depending on the application that you want to do. But again, this still lives within the Video Room plugin. So to receive a media from a WebRTC user, you need to be a WebRTC user yourself using the out-of-the-box functionality, which is why we came up with something that we called the very simply RTP forwarders. So it's true that the AudioBridge and Video Room plugin only deal with WebRTC users, but for the internal logic that they do, which may involve recording as well, for instance, they have access to the raw RTP frames. So the Janus core takes care of WebRTC, as I said initially. It strips all the WebRTC layers from the packets and from the SDP and passes it to plugins, which means that plugins have access to the unencrypted media, which also means that depending on the logic that you want to do, you can do whatever you want with these packets. And one of the things that you can do is very simply take these packets and send them somewhere else that, that may be of interest. And by default, the easiest scenario is, of course, just relaying the plain RTP packets, but there may be scenarios where you want some encryption anyway, even if not as strong as WebRTC does. And so we do support SDES there. And the reason we chose to do that is that there are a lot of tools that can work with WebRTC natively without knowing anything about WebRTC. I mentioned a few like VLC or GStream or FFmpeg or whatever, OpenCB with some... with the GStreamer integration, for instance. And so the ability to also take advantage of multicast networks, which is something that you cannot do with WebRTC. So there are several interesting things that you can do, and I'll spend a few words